Okay, so do you need to count calories? Short answer, no, you don't. There are a lot of people that get results without doing so, and if you do, keep doing it. I too have also seen results by not counting calories, and it's absolutely not a must. You don't have to do it at all, okay? However, what I will say is that I feel that the majority of people will find it extremely beneficial to do so for a short period of time. Be that 2 days even, or maybe 2 weeks or 2 months, doesn't matter. Because I think that a lot of people will find it very eye-opening. Because we tend to be not very good at estimating how many calories are in food. And it can be quite surprising how many calories are in some foods. And I also feel that sort of the flexible dieting approach is a lot easier when you do count. So, you know, incorporating in snacks on a daily or sort of basis or whenever you want is a lot easier when you know, well, you have a rough idea of how many calories are in those, okay? And like I say, you can do it for a short period of time, you know. Nobody should count calories forever, okay? That is not, you know, that's just not sustainable. All calorie counting is it's just a tool to build awareness. So it just gives you that awareness of how many calories are in types of food that you're eating. And I want to sort of make a side note on this, on the whole sort of intuitive eating. I probably will do an episode on this on its own. But the whole intuitive eating is a great idea in theory, and it is what you should be working towards. You should be working towards a point where you can look at food and say, right, this is how much I should be eating. Now, the problem with this and the problem with the whole eat when you're hungry is people suck at it, you know, and it, let's be honest, it's the reason why people have weight management issues, because they don't know how much they should eat. Okay, now, sort of, you get the people that will say, well, I've never counted before, I've never done any portion control, and, you know, I've managed to lose weight, and that's fantastic. You know, if that has worked for you and it works for you, fine, keep doing it. But then you'll also get the people as well that will say, oh, I don't count, and you don't have to count because, you know, it's not precise anyway. And by the way, no one's saying that calorie count is totally precise. But what they don't tend to tell you is that for 2 years beforehand, they counted everything. Okay, so whilst now they are consciously not counting and they are consciously not caring, subconsciously they are, and they are counting, and they know exactly what they're eating because they've done it beforehand, because this is just a skill, okay? It's, you know, it's a awareness tool that builds that awareness so that you can see how much is in food. And it's a skill which you develop. You can do it through calorie counting, you can do it through portion control. There are lots of different ways you can do it, but that's all it is. It's just an awareness tool. So honestly, I would say give it a try. I only recently started doing it a few months ago. I saw results without counting calories. I am seeing a lot more results whilst counting calories. But for any, you know, just even for me, it was just very eye-opening, the amount of, you know, just what's in food and, you know, how much you sort of should be eating, really, okay, to achieve your goals. And it doesn't matter if you do it for a couple of days, because even that is enough just to give you a bit of awareness, okay? Because the whole eyeballing, flexible dieting is tough, really tough. I mean, there's been studies that have shown that dietitians and nutritionists can be anywhere up to 500 calories off. So, you know, if, you know, they can't do it, then, you know, what hope does that leave for us, if you know what I mean? So I would, you know, you don't have to, and to summarise, you don't have to calorie count, but honestly, it wouldn't hurt to try it for a little bit, just so you can really see how much you should be eating, what, you know, a meal should look like for you, and then what a day should look like, just to give you that awareness, build that awareness, so that eventually you can do this without having to do so, okay?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.